Come, okay. Yeah.
You're waiting for your party outside, I know. Thank you, Shahira, Shana, Hui Chi, and various other teachers, and of course, our superintendent, William. Fantastic work you have done. Amen? Today, there was so much commotion, you know, as the church, as we came in, children making a lot of noises and all, which is wonderful, don't get me wrong. We have friends from REC and Covenant Evangelical. REC is Reformed Evangelical Church, right? And Covenant Evangelical, I don't know whether you all park out or not. Suddenly, we saw two groups of youngsters coming in. But you're most welcome. I know you're friends of people in our church here also. And we hope that you have a wonderful time of worship with us and unto the Lord, really. And then now, as we prepare our hearts for the ministry of God's Word. You know, we currently in our church, we are doing the series on the book of Romans. That's how we do our preaching here, book by book. But God has an uncanny way of just organizing it just right. I can assure you, a lot of things I could plan, I just throw them out of the window after that. But God's timing is perfect. And I believe it's so in our individual lives, surely. But also for us as a church. We just had our AGM last week. And at the current situation that we are in now, a lot of uncertainties over various things. And we grapple with this as a church. But I know as Brother Tony today has chosen many of the songs and read from Scripture already, God is speaking to us, speaking to you. Outwardly, we put on a facade, we put on front. We understand that. I'm not saying this to in any way embarrass any one of us or even myself. But then to recognize that, yeah, deep inside, there might be great turmoil. My wife sent a prayer the other day to our family chat as usual. And the prayer was for various ones and how we look at them. Oh, outwardly, they look good. They try to put on the best brave face, but struggling inside. Do we really know? That's where it really matters. There inside the heart, not what we see outside on the face. But of course, you look glorious. You look wonderful, I trust, because we have the radiance of the Lord upon us. So we are taking a break, as it were, for the series. We'll resume that later on. Today, I'm speaking on the topic.